See, this would be...
I could put the streets on there for you.
Yeah.
You want me to.
And what about, let's see.
Yeah, US 1 and 995. Yeah, it'll be right over in here. Mm-hmm. Say you're on US 1.
Yeah.
You can turn right on Myrtle.
Mm-hmm.
Going to I-95,
yeah.
Turn right on Merrill Avenue,
mm-hmm.
And you go down about 3 blocks,
mm-hmm.
And you see Merrill Avenue Ballpark,
mm-hmm.
Church's Chicken.
Yeah,
you can't really miss it. And then you can get on I-95 and get off at 8th Street,
mm-hmm.
8th Street exit and the hospital exits.
Yeah.
And instead of going left, go right.
Mm-hmm.
This is going back toward town, now where you stay.
Yeah.
Okay, get off on 8th Street, turn right, and you're going down, and you hit Merrill Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be there.
What about Brooklyn? Where would Brooklyn be?
I couldn't tell you. Brooklyn might be in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know for sure, because that was coming up. That was when I was coming up, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about, would there be a name for this neighborhood around here?
Just call it the West Side.
Yeah.
That neighborhood over there would be Floridale, because it's part of Floridale community, uh-huh. Section development. But it's all referred to the West Side, you know.
What about on the East Side? What would be the names of some communities there?
Mm. We've got a couple of project homes over there.
Mm-hmm.
You got your Gator Bowl.
Yeah.
That's about it. That's about it. I couldn't tell you for sure, because
mm-hmm.
that's one part of town I don't hang around in.
Yeah.
East Side, you know, kind of wild over there. Everybody.
It's a pretty rough area.
Shit, yeah, man.
Really?
Yeah, I was driving an ice cream truck a few years ago, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I even drove it on the other side, you know.
Yeah.
And they started rioting and shit. That was when they were rioting, man.
Yeah.
I stopped driving, you know.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't about to get rich myself. You know?
Yeah.
So this guy took over, you know. They beat him up, man.
Really? Beat up the dude on the ice cream?
Yeah.
Show?
Sure did, man. You know.
Really?
Took his money and shit, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And the thing about it is, like, you know, I was probably one of the first to have a job driving an ice cream truck, you know.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't too many blacks doing it then, you know.
Yeah.
And they say, you know, wow, look at that, a colored ice cream driver, you know, the little turn,
yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and all that, you know.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool, you know. I made a few little money there, but when the rides and shit started, because I was covering the East Side, the West Side, all them schools, you know, and
yeah.
just really doing it, you know. It was pretty nice, but I wasn't risking no ride and getting killed, because I just, you know,
yeah,
money ain't that important.
That's true. Wonder what they'd do to somebody walking around with a tape recorder.
I don't know. Like, you want to, what, get some interviews over that side or something?
I was kind of thinking I might try to get one from East Jacksonville.
Wow. I don't know. I don't know. What, any particular racial group, black, white?
Maybe a black, about 50 years old.
Oh, wow. I couldn't tell you, man. I'd hate to tell you wrong, you know.
Yeah. I wonder, you think it'd be the undue dangers involved?
I think it might be, yeah.
Might get cut.
You heard it long, hot summers. Look here, man. Really, you know,
yeah.
I wouldn't advise it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I'd disappear and this ends up in a pawn shop.
That's right. That's right. You'd be in the river, see. I mean, it may not be that bad, but it could be kind of weird, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like,